durable goods orders jumped 9.2%, crushing expectations, thanks to airplane demand. By John Carney on April 24, 2025. Orders for long-lasting manufactured goods jumped in March, far exceeding expectations and building on prior gains, according to data released Thursday by the U.S. Census Bureau. New orders for durable goods rose 9.2% to a seasonally adjusted $315.7 billion, after a 0.9% increase in February. Economists had forecast a more modest 1.4% rise. The gain was powered by a 27.0% surge in transportation equipment, led by a 139.0% jump in commercial aircraft orders, which alone accounted for nearly the entire headline increase. Excluding transportation, orders were flat, compared with a 0.7% gain in February and expectations for a 0.3% increase. Core capital goods orders, non-defense capital goods excluding aircraft, a closely watched proxy for private sector investment, rose just 0.1%, also slower than February's 0.7% and below the forecasted 0.3%. Orders for machinery rose 0.1%, down from a 0.8% increase the prior month, while shipments climbed 0.5%. Computers and related products saw orders fall 2.9%, following a 0.9% gain in February. Motor vehicles and parts orders rose 2.3%, mirroring the prior month's pace. Primary metals orders increased 0.7%, also slowing from February's 1.3% gain. Shipments of all durable goods increased 0.1% in March after rising 1.3% in February. Unfilled orders climbed 2.0%, compared with just 0.1% the prior month, with transportation accounting for most of the increase. Shipments of core capital goods, used to calculate the equipment investment component of GDP, rose modestly in March, suggesting that business investment may be rebounding in the first quarter after contracting late last year. While many analysts and media reports have described the surge in orders as front-loading ahead of tariff announcements in early April, inventories of durable goods rose only 0.1%, suggesting that companies were not massively stockpiling goods in anticipation of higher import costs. Inventories of non-defense capital goods rose 0.3%, and total capital goods inventories increased 0.4%. Modest gains, but consistent with a cautious restocking environment. Durable goods orders are considered a leading indicator of economic strength. When businesses and consumers commit to purchases of long-lived goods, like machinery, vehicles, and appliances, they're expressing confidence in future income and stability. These aren't impulse buys. They're bets on the future. A sustained rise in durable goods orders isn't just a sign that factories are busier. It's a signal that economic momentum is building. More comprehensive data, including non-durable goods, will be released May 2.